Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
When last night's meeting began, council chambers were crowded with residents, some angered by the idea of renaming Lee and Jackson Parks, while others demanded it. The controversy has sparked several rallies in the last 2 weeks and at least two spontaneous screaming matches on the downtown mall.
Last week, some friends and I were on the mall enjoying a meal, bothering no one when we were assaulted.
During the public comment period, John Hayden asked officials to condemn those who have tried to chase right-wing activists away from Charlottesville, but he was interrupted by people deliberately coughing and humming, prompting the first of a half dozen warnings from Mayor Mike Signer.
We're grown-ups here for the most part, so let's kind of get this business done.
But as right-wing blogger Jason Kessler spoke, the crowd again got rowdy, and Signer asked police to remove the protesters.
We do not go to any black people or brown people and tell them where they can eat at night. Harassing people.
All right, you got called to order? Okay. Officers, we're going to have to remove everybody here who's doing this. All right, let's take a break.
Less than 2 hours later, with a handful of people remaining in the audience, the elected officials debated whether to choose innocuous names like Central Park and Court Square or risk more controversial options. Councillor Wes Bellamy urged his colleagues not to be bland, but instead to be bold.
Justice and equity isn't something that we currently see right now, but this hope of us all finally being emancipated, this hope of us receiving justice, are two things that we can name these parks to get us to where we need to be.
The board then voted unanimously to change Lee to Emancipation Park and Jackson to Justice Park. I'm Sandy Houseman.